ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम श्रीपरमात्मने नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते देवाय तस्मै नमः ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः विश्वरूप दर्शन योगो नाम एकादशोऽध्यायः अथ एकादशोऽध्यायः सो वी आर सीइंग द 11th चैप्टर विश्वरूप दर्शनम ऑफ भगवान इन फैक्ट as I said, we should not forget here, we are actually understanding Bhagavan as the Jagat Karanam in this section. In the first 6 chapters, main focus was on one's own Swarupam being consciousness, which is absolutely indestructible. And it is this consciousness obtaining as one's own Swarupam alone, is actually in the form of existence of the universe, which is otherwise said to be the reality, which alone is said to be the Paramatma. That understanding of the oneness of the truth will happen later on from 13th chapter onwards. But now we have to remember Bhagavan here is presented as the Jagat Karanam. The Bhagavan is Jagat Karanam means like no effect is away from the cause. Therefore, the universe is non-different from Bhagavan. Bhagavan is non-separate from the universe, which means Bhagavan alone is in the form of the universe. How many times I repeat this from morning till evening? I don't get tired. No, why? It's a fact. Bhagavan is in the form of the universe, which means that is why Bhagavan is not elsewhere sitting somewhere else. Bhagavan is very much alive in every object, everything we see, Bhagavan is there. We'll be seeing in Dakshinamurti Stotram also on Saturday how Bhagavan is there in form of existence of everything. Therefore, here Vishwarupa Darshanam means vision of seeing Bhagavan as the one whole cosmic being. One whole cosmic being. One entity. Bhagavan here is one cosmic organism who alone is in the form of the entire cosmos. In spite of all the divisions and differences, the fragment seemingly appearing fragments. The fragments should not make us think there's many. No, the whole cosmos is one cosmic organism, Bhagavan, the whole. This is what is Vishwarupa Darshanam, vision of seeing Bhagavan as the whole. So here, and we have come up to verse 30. And here Arjuna is saying all these, because Bhagavan is everything means time factor also is Bhagavan. If everything is Bhagavan means time factor also is Bhagavan. And the time factor stands for changes, 6 changes. Happening on the part of any material object is happening. This is presented here. Therefore, happening in time only. All 6 changes, 6 type of modifications happening on the part of the material objects happen only in time. It includes birth. It includes death also. Therefore, time factor also stands for the dissolution, resolution and the death. But Arjuna also sees Bhagavan, the time factor also in Bhagavan, as the one in whom everything resolves. Therefore he says, Lelihyase grasamana samanta lokan samagran vadanair jwaladbihi tejo bhirapurya jagat samagram bhasastavogra pratapanti Vishnu. Hey Vishnu, Tava Ugraha Bhasaha, Ugraha Bhasaha means your fierce rays. Tava Ugraha Bhasaha, your fierce rays, Pratapanti, they do not simply scorch. Pratapanti, Prakashena Tapanti. Pratapanti means they scorch. The scorch means what? Tava Ugraha Bhasaha, your effulgence, your fierce rays of effulgence. The effulgence, the heat of your Swarupam. Really, heat means what? Fierce rays of effulgence. Okay. Pratapanti. How Tejobihi? Tejobihi Pratapanti. With their effulgence, your fierce rays of effulgence, with their effulgence, with their power, with their light, with their heat, with their radiance, Tejobihi, they scorch what? The Samagram Jagat, the entire universe. How? Samagram Jagat Apurya, having filled this entire universe, having pervaded this entire universe, you are really terrific, Ugraha Bhasaha, your terrific fierce rays of light, effulgence, with radiance, really scorches this entire universe. Not only that, samantat means entirely. Samantat entirely is an adverb here. Entirely, totally, completely, from all parts of the universe. What do you do? Samagran lokan, all people of this world, grasamanaha. Grasamanaha means grasate, swallows. Grasamanaha means swallowing, gulping, swallowing all people of all places of entirely, all people, their entirety from on all sides, swallowing them, gulping them. How? Jwaladbihi vadanehi, with your shining, blazing mouths. And also lelihya say, you lelihya means what now? You seem to be relishing. You relish. Lelihya say means you relish. How you relish? No, it was literally a verb, I don't like to say that. No, lihyate, see, lihyate means licks. So lelihya say means what? You repeatedly lick. You relishing means the entire jagat, filling the entire jagat, pervading the entire jagat with the effulgence of the very terrific, fierce rays of your effulgence. And you really scorch the entire universe. Scorching entire universe means what? Bhagavan pervades in and through the entire universe. And Bhagavan is also there in the form of the time factor. Okay. What he says is, see, when in keeping with our karmas, Bhagavan bestows the results of actions. Bhagavan is in the form of results, the law of karma, results of actions also. So, Bhagavan is as though swallowing all the people. And then, all the people means what? For us, it may look as though my friend, my father, my mother, my relatives, my kings, my countrymen, my people, mine. These belong to me. There's a small group of people whom I have sense of belonging to. I may think Bhagavan is really gulping all my possessions, all my friends. That's my idea. I may think that way. Actually. And then, so we do see everything here. Some people are crying, some people are laughing, some people are enjoying, some people have the complaints. All this, nothing is outside of Bhagavan. That's why in Dakshinamurti Stotram, it is said, it is whatever is happening within this waking state, the universe in waking state, is exactly like what is happening in the reflected city obtaining in the mirror, which is how mirror is unafflicted by what is happening in the reflected city. whatever is happening in reflection does not afflict the mirror. Like that here, you, actually as Atma, whatever is happening in the universe does not afflict the Atma. And the Atma here is Bhagavan. In the Bhagavan, the truth, the only truth of all the beings, Bhagavan is the absolute reality. In that reality, which is like the mirror, in that mirror, the whole world of things are happening, which are all like reflected city. Okay? That is why this is all happening. But Bhagavan is the substratum for all that. That is what is meant here. Here, we have to understand. Tejobihi apuri tishtati Bhagavan. Bhagavan remains pervading, filling the entire universe. Like how the mirror pervades the entire reflected city. So here Bhagavan as the Atma, as a consciousness, pervades the entire universe. And here, this bhasaha literally means light. Okay, it means light. Bhasa, ugraha bhasaha, or ugra bhasaha. When you say this very scorching, fierce rays of radiation or heat is what? Heat is, you know, when Krishna Arjuna explains, tells, we have to understand these are all not, we should take them literally. The figurative expressions, they're very symbolic. Symbolic means what? They all stand for the time factor. Okay. So time factor means, time factor, definitely, time factor always six bhava vikaraha. Every time any change happens, it is brought about by time only. So time is there, but still what can time of time can affect only the objects within the realm of the time. Time cannot touch, do any harm to the consciousness, the Atma. So in Bhagavan, everything is happening. And that Bhagavan in whom everything is happening is the reality, is the Atma here, is the actually Brahma here, Paramatma. Therefore, everything comes in time, exists in time, keeps on undergoing changes in time, and finally, it resolves also. Again, it comes back, which means the entire material universe, okay, all forms, names, and functions are constantly undergoing changes. This constantly undergoing changes in time alone is symbolically said here as the heat of Bhagavan scorching everything. The heat of Bhagavan, the fierce rays of light or effulgence of Bhagavan, which scorches the entire universe, means nothing but time factor. Time factor brings about change here. That's what is meant. Okay, I'm moving on to the next verse. Akhyahi meko bhavanugrarupaha. Akhyahi meko bhavanugrarupaha. Namostute devavaraprasida. Namostute devavaraprasida. Namostute devavaraprasida. Vijnatumichami bhavantamadhyam. Vijnatumichami bhavantamadhyam. Vijnatumichami bhavantamadhyam. Nahi prajanami tava pravrittim. Nahi prajanami tava pravrittim. Akhyahi meko bhavanugrarupaha. Namostu te devavaraprasida. Vijnatumichami bhavantamadhyam. Nahi prajanami tava pravrittim. So here, Arjuna is telling Krishna, he says, Akhyahi me, me Akhyahi. Akhyahi means, vada, tell me, me Akhyahi, please reveal your secret to me. Tell me, Krishna. Akhyahi me means, vada, mam vada, please tell me, reveal to me your secret. What is the secret? You have shown me the Vishwarupa Darshanam. But still, Kaha Bhavan, who are you? Now Arjuna is first time asking Krishna, okay? All these days he thought Krishna was his playmate, his contemporary, he was a charioteer driver. Now he's asking first time, Kaha Bhavan, Bhavan Kaha, Ugra Rupaha, Bhavan Kaha, Ugra Rupaha. Okay, who are you? Ugra Rupaha, very frightening, horrible, terrible, fierce form, with this form. Who are you with this frightening form, fierce form? Kaha Bhavan Ugra Rupa. Who are you obtaining in this very frightening form? Who are you in this frightening form? Ugra Rupaha. Bhavan is the one now who is in this frightening, fierce form. Ugra Rupaha. So Akhyahi Kaha Bhavan Ugra Rupaha. Ugra Rupaha Bhavan Kaha. Hey Krishna, Akhyahi me. He's saying Devavara. Devavarana means what? Devanam Varaha Devavaraha. The exalted of all the Devas. All the Devas put together is Bhagavan here. You are the most exalted of all. Not only are Purushottama. You are the Purushottama. You are the Devavaraha. You are the most exalted of all. Most exalted Lord. Bhagavan. Deveshwaraha Devanam Varaha Devavaraha. Hey Devavara, O most exalted Supreme Lord, hey Bhagavan, he's please tell me, Akhyahime, Ugrarupaha Bhavan Kaha, who are you? No, Ugrarupaha Bhavan Kaha, you who are in this fierce form, who are you in this fierce form? Hey Devavara, Prasida, now he's asking, Prasida means what? Prasida means may you shower the grace upon me. Be gracious. Please bless me. You know, Namaha Astu Te. Salutations unto you. O Devavara, Namostu Te, Namaha Astu Te. My prostrations unto you. Salutations unto you. Please bless me. Please be gracious. Who are you? Who are you in this frightening form of the whole cosmos, my God, there's nothing which is not you. The terrible time which devours everything, brings about constantly change, also is you. You are not, but you, the time also is you. Who are you? See, two factors are brought in here, means time and space alone contribute for this wide universe of plurality of objects to appear here. We saw in the Dakshinamurti Stotram also. So time factors also, really, right? So he's asking now, Ugra Rupaha Kaha Bhavan, Hey Devavara, Me Akhyahi, Namaha Astute, Prasida, please bless me, salutations unto you. Yes, Vignyatam Ichchami Bhavantam, Bhavantam Vignyatam Ichchami, I want to know you, okay? Vignyatum Ichchami. I want to know you. I want to understand you thoroughly, Krishna. I don't know you. I just asked you, you have showed me the whole Vishwarupa Darshanam you have given me. And now I understand you are not just my playmate Krishna, my charioteer Krishna. I see you, the Vishwarupa Bhagavan. And you are the most exalted Bhagavan. And time is you. Frightening time is you. So, the very frightening form of yours. Therefore he says, I vignyatam ichchami. Who are you essentially? You who are in the form of the whole cosmos, what are you essentially? I want to know. Prasida, prasida vignyatam ichchami. I want to know. Visheshena jnatam ichchami. I specifically want to know who you are. Bhavantam adhyam. I want to know you as the adhyam is what? The first and the foremost. Of everything is Adhyaha. I want to know you as the first and the foremost of you. What are you essentially? Adhyam Bhavantam Aham Vijnatam Ichchami. I want to know you as the first and the foremost of the beings. As the very reality, truth, essentially I want to know you. What are you? Who are you? Na Prajanami. I do not know. Pravruttim. Tava Pravruttim. I do not know. I do not know how Bhagavan functions, how Bhagavan operates. How are you? I do not know your operation, the mode of action. I do not know your mode of function. I do not understand your function. Aham tava pravrittim aham na janami. I do not understand your function. I do not know. I want to know you as the first and the foremost of the beings. I want to know you thoroughly, totally as the essential. I want to know your essential nature. I want to know you who are, who alone, who is in him of the whole. Okay, this is Arjuna's. So which means, what is Arjuna? First time, of course, Arjuna has been asking many questions in all other chapters. And here, Arjuna puts forth the very basic fundamental questions. You know, who is Bhagavan? We all want to know. I said, who is Bhagavan? Who is the Lord? We ask these questions, but here Arjuna is asking directly Krishna, who are you? Arjuna's question asking, who are you? The question he puts to Krishna is actually our question of what is God? Who is God? Okay. And then next question is what? Now, how pleasant are you? How caring are you? How compassionate are you? How really accommodative are you? Now, how kind are you? This is the question implied actually. Why? Because Ugra Rupaha, my God, your form is completely frightening, frightening form. Therefore, he asks, what does Krishna ask? Bhavan Kaha Ugra Rupaha means, who are you, the one with this frightening, fierce form of the whole, especially in the form of time factor? Who are you? Okay, which means the way, how, if you really analyze the how the time factor operates, Bhagavan in the form of time factors, no time factor, how Bhagavan operates in the form of time factor, if you see, very frightening. All, when you see your wrinkle on the face, or somebody's death happens, some disease comes, some problem comes, the changes happen in life. Sometimes some changes are good, some changes are very, very unpleasant. They're very frightening. That is why very frightening means horrible, terrible, frightening. Changes happen. So when we are not able to take situations which happen in life caused by time, yeah, that's why Arjuna is asking, tell me, who are you? Akya Hime. Because now Arjuna reveals his basic doubts any individual could have. He reveals them. So especially when the fear comes, when the problem comes, when suffering comes, distress comes, when confusion comes, really when a person becomes highly burdened with mentally, that is when people ask these questions. Is there Bhagavan? It is Bhagavan. Why Bhagavan is doing all these things? When situations are okay, we never ask these questions. Okay. Like that. Here, it's expression of, typical expression of, you know, when the problem comes, these questions also come. So Arjuna is asking these questions. Which means Arjuna, when he says, Prasida, please bless me. And then, bless me means what? Namostute. He surrenders. Immediately he bows to Bhagavan. Bless me means he really does not want to see this Vishwarupa Darshanam anymore. That is the implication. At the same time, he tells, I want to know you totally. Adyam bhavantam vijnatam ichyami. I want to know you totally. That is the question here. I do not understand your function. Please tell me how you operate, how you function. I want to understand Bhagavan. Okay. This is Arjuna's question and Krishna is going to answer. Which means, what shows is, what we understand here, in spite of being taught by Krishna, this, you must make a note how teaching is happening very, very gradually, slowly, step by step, systematically. Krishna's teaching. Okay. That's why Krishna does not believe in making people give, having experiences and flashy experiences or overnight intuitions. No. The teaching has to happen. That is why he has to teach very slowly. So tradition does not accept the intuition. Tradition does not accept the flashy experience of the experience. It is a gradual enhancement of clarity. That's why now still Arjuna has to understand Bhagavan. Okay? That's the question. So, every human being has to grow gradually. Emotional maturity growth happens very, very gradually. That we can understand here. Okay? That Krishna shows here. Because Arjuna's very question is the proof. Arjuna asks the question, who are you? I want to know you totally. I want to know you as the first and the foremost of the beings. Now, Adhyam Purusham, I want to know you exactly how you are. And what is this fierce form of you? These basic questions itself are the proof that still there is a growth needed on the part of Arjuna. Therefore, this is how every human being is. So Vyasacharya makes us understand how the emotional maturity or the growth, understanding always gradually enhancing. It doesn't happen overnight. So Vedanta Shastram tradition does not accept the flashy, sudden, one day experience, event happening as day of enlightenment. No. Always gradual enhancement of clarity. Gradual growth is jnanam here. Therefore, now, with this, now, even though Arjuna's second part of Arjuna's questions, okay, also is over here. So we are going to see now Krishna's answers. First, Arjuna was highly astonished at seeing the whole Vishwarupa. That is the first appreciation of Arjuna as Arjuna's appreciation of Krishna is what astonishment of seeing the whole universe as Bhagavan. Now, secondly, you know, what he appreciates, understands is there is a fear. Okay, the fear is fear of seeing Bhagavan as the annihilator. Okay, Bhagavan in the form of time factor. Therefore, the second thing, now Krishna is going to answer, we're going to understand what Krishna's, Bhagavan is going to say, answer Krishna. Krishna is going to answer Arjuna's questions, and as a result of this question, how Arjuna is going to have, what is his understanding? We'll see. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Kalosmi Lokakshaya Krit Pravruddha Kalosmi Lokakshaya Krit Pravruddha Kalosmi Lokakshaya Krit Pravruddha Lokan Samahartumiha Pravruddha Lokan Samahartumiha Pravruddha Rute pitvam na bhavishyanti sarve. Rute pitvam na bhavishyanti sarve. Yevasthita pratyani keshu yodhaha. Yevasthita pratyani keshu yodhaha. Shri Bhagavan uvacha. Kalosmi lokakshaya krit pravruddha lokan samahartumiha pravruddha lokan samahartumiha pravruddha rute pitvam na bhavishyanti sarve rute pitvam na bhavishyanti sarve yevasthitah pratyanikeshu yodhaha Yevastita pratyanikeshu yodhaha. Krishna says, Kalaha asmi. Arjuna, and Bhagavan is telling now, Bhagavan uvacha. First he says what? Kalaha asmi. Okay. Kalaha asmi. That is what Kalaha? Kshayakrit pravruddha. Pravruddha. Kshayakrit Kalaha Asmi. Pravruddha means, Vruddha means old. Pravruddha means very old. Very old means what? Very highly mighty, powerful. Pravruddha Kalaha. I am the great mighty time. I am the time. And which time? Loka Kshayakrita. Kshayaha means destruction. Kshayakrit means the destroyer. Kshayaha means destruction. Kshayakrit means destruct, one who does the destruction. The destroyer, Kshayakrit. And the destroyer of what? Destroyer of the world. Aham pravruddha kala kshayakrit. You have to see Bhagavan. See, it's very beautiful to learn to appreciate Bhagavan as the time factor who brings an end to many things also. Aham loka kshayakrit. Lokasya kshayakarta aham. I am the one who does the destruction of the world. So, not ordinary thing. Pravruddha kalaha. Pravruddha, the most powerful, mighty time factor. I am the destroyer of the entire world. What does it mean? The Bhagavan terrorizing a terrorist or what? No. Bhagavan tells the phenomenon called time. The natural phenomenon called time brings about sixfold modification on the part of every material object in the world, including everyone's body. The Bhagavan is not at all partial. Your body, my body, everybody else's body. No, it's your body, my devotee, I'll leave you alone. No. Everybody's body is subject to go through all sixfold modifications. And that itself is a very frightening. Who likes old age? Nobody likes. Who likes death? Definitely nobody likes. Who likes, okay? And again, in between changes. Whether we like it or not, it happens. That is why Bhagavan is said to be very cruel, okay? Powerful. The cruel means not cruel. We are made to appreciate gradually the natural phenomenon called time factor is, Bhagavan is in the of time factor. So first he starts, Arjuna, let me remove your fear first, okay? I am pravruddha loka kshayakrit. I am the most powerful, mightiest, I can say mighty destroyer of the universe. World. Okay. Then he says, Kalosmi loka kshayakrit pravruddha lokan samahartumiha pravruddha. Aham pravruddha. Now in the battlefield, what am I doing? Actually, I am not the time factor, but the time factor is me. That's what Krishna says. I am with you as your charioteer, but the time factor is me. Aham pravruddha. In the form of time factor, okay, in the form of time factor, aham pravruttaha, I'm involved, I'm proceeding, I'm involved, I'm engaged in what? Pravruttaha means I'm engaged. Aham pravruttaha, I'm engaged, I'm involved, I'm involved in this process of what? Destroying. Involved in the process of destroying. Samahartum. Samahartum pravruttaha. I'm involved. I'm going to really samahartum pravruttaha. I'm just about to, destroy lokan. Lokan means here we should take it as people. Lokaha means anything perceptible is lokaha. So in the battlefield, people only. So Krishna says, I'm preparing. I'm engaged, I'm involved in this process of destroying the people here. I'm going to destroy all the people here. I'm proceeding to destroy the people here. So, lokan samahartum pravruttaha. Which people here? He says, rute pitvam na bhavishyanti sarve. Rute pitvam na bhavishyanti sarve. Yevasthita pratyani eshu yodhaha. Warriors. And who are they? Ye avasthitaha. Those people who are now arrayed. who are arrayed, who are in this battlefield as warriors, who are arrayed in the battlefield. How? Pratyanikeshu. Pratyanikeshu. Anikam means army. Okay? Anikeshu. Pratyanikeshu means in both the armies. Not only your army, Arjuna, the two armies. Army of Dhritarashtra, Kaurava, army of the Dhritarashtra, Duryodhana, army of Pandavas. So, in Dhritarashtra's army and Pandavas, or Dhritarashtra's army, Pandavas' army. In both the army, Prati Anikeshu, Anikam means army. Pratyanikeshu, it means in the armies, in both the armies, Pratyanikeshu, okay, all the warriors, the soldiers who are now standing in queue, standing who are arrayed here, all of them na bhavishyanti will not be there, are not going to be here. They will cease to exist. Na bhavishyanti irukka matargal. They will not be there. And he says, okay, apite rite tvam. Okay, even without you. Okay, all the soldiers will not be here even without you. Rite means without. Rite, tvam, rite, api, even without you. All these soldiers, sarve yodhaha, yodhaha, all these soldiers, all these warriors, ye avasthitaha, no, avatishtanti, ye now avatishtanti, avasthitaha, those who are standing now in the battlefield, those who are arrayed, and pratyanikeshu, in the armies of all the people in this battlefield, none of them will be here. Okay? Even without you, they will not be here. Which means what? Rute pitvam pratyanikeshu na yodaha. The first answer, okay? How should the answer be for Arjuna? We'll see. See, Bhagavan makes Arjuna understand what is practically true. It is called Vyavaharika Satyam. Vyavaharika Satyam is what now? Practical reality means it is empirical reality. It's inevitable, unchangeable, unalterable, unmodifiable. Vyavaharika Satyam. Relatively, it is real. Absolutely, there is no destruction at all. Absolutely, there is no destruction at all. But relatively, destruction cannot be avoided, which is a change. It's only a change. We are going to see that. Therefore, Krishna says that. So, what is Vyavaharika Satyam? This will happen. Which means, what is essentially real? I mean, the intrinsic, essential, inherent nature will not be destroyed. But definitely, this coming, going, arrival, departure, and all sixfold modifications, you get asti, jayate, vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, kshiyate, nashyati, all six shad bhava vikaraha are completely unchangeable. Okay. They're very not. They're part of the empirical world, empirically real world. So these changes will happen. So what we should understand here? Only thing is, if a person has to become free from fear, understand these changes or all these sixfold modifications are caused by the time. Time factor brings about these changes, which are inevitable, means they are only changes on the part of the material forms. They're inevitable. For a person to become free from fear, one has to shift one's I sense. Aham vrittihi. All that we need is, we need to shift the essence from the physical, material forms which are subject to change to the changeless consciousness reality. The problem is, why are you frightened? What causes the fear? It's a natural phenomenon. The change should not cause any fear for you. Does the change cause fear for you? No. It is not the change which causes fear. Why Arjuna feels so frightened? Say fear is caused by very terrific thing or ordinary thing. Change brings about fear. Okay, change means change does not cause fear. Death does not cause fear. Birth does not cause fear. Modifications, no change causes any fear. The fear is caused by that I am subject to death. The notion I am subject to time, it is this notion causes the fear. What causes fear? Please make it a point. I am subject to time. It is this notion which causes the fear, not that matter undergoes a change. Change is doesn't cause the fear. Okay, so here Arjuna says, Bhagavan is so fierce and so terrible. Bhagavan is not terrible. That's how Bhagavan is. Only thing is, as a Vedanta Shastram, the whole Vedanta Shastram teaches you, understand, as long as you identify yourself with the material forms, you're subject to these changes, you will be subject to fear. Shift the I sense from Anatma to Atma, understand Anatma being non-different from you. Poor Anatma is Mithya, which is dependent on your for its existence. That Anatma object to change, so how should it be, it should affect you. It is purely ignorance of the ignorance which causes the fear. Again, you can never fight against the current. You can never swim against the current. How can you expect the unchangeable nature of the matter to change? I'm so frightened, I don't want the matter to undergo changes. No, matter is of the nature of undergoing changes. When you say it's a simple sentence, matter is of the nature of undergoing changes. What is birth? Change. What is death? Change. What is old age? Change. And you can't expect, we want to change the nature of the matter. That is why whole struggle in science is what? We want to change the nature of the matter. And finally we'll be disappointed. We'll be utter failure. You know why? How much ever you discover, come out with new medications and new things, living forever 16. So medication has come now in science. If you eat, you can live for 16 years. You'll be sweet 16 forever. You will queue up to buy that medicine. I tell you, even if they bring, Shastra says, no. What is the nature of the Prakriti matter? Matter is of the nature of undergoing changes. This is unalterable situation here. So every physical body, every mind, every prana, okay, all the material aspects will be undergoing changes. And that there will be some huge, big change will come completely. It will undergo a change, which is a death, which is very frightening. So Vedanta Shastra wants a human being to become a highly mature individual. The individual who has to appreciate the fact of unchangeable nature of the matter. At the same time, the changelessness being the nature of consciousness also is unchangeable. Changelessness being the nature of consciousness also is unchangeable. You shift the essence, you are blessed with a wonderful, extremely brilliant mind, and use that intellect and try to, with the help of the Shastram, Pramanam, Guru's help, discover yourself being the very truth, unchangeable, changeless reality consciousness you are. You are the very support of the material universe, which is subject to change, which is Mithya. Let any change happen on the part of the Mithya. Why are you worried? You take yourself to be the matter and then you are so frightened. You want to change the matter? No. How many ever times, how many ever temples you go to, how many pujas you attend? No. Bhagavan will feel very sorry for you. He'll be very, it means he can only bless you with the maturity to accept the fact, understand the fact. He cannot change. Because Bhagavan is the very mat. Bhagavan is in the form of both. Okay. Both are Bhagavan only. Both means what? Only Bhagavan is in the form of both. consciousness and the material forms. Therefore, this is what is the, we have to understand the subtle teaching as a Vedanta student. Really, what frightens me is not change happening on the part of the body, not the death actually. The notion that I am a mortal, I am going to die, I will be dying, I will be destroyed, I will be destroyed. It is this notion which causes the fear. Shift the eyes from anatma and be objective towards the physical body. You will not be affected at all. You'll be least affected. Okay? This is the fact we have to understand. So Bhagavan says, Aham Kalaha Asmi. The first thing we have to gradually learn to accept the fact Bhagavan is in the form of the time factor, is a phenomenon which brings about constantly all sixfold modifications, change on the part of the matter. Appreciate Bhagavan, this is a fact. This is a fact about Bhagavan. Who are you? First Bhagavan says, I, the consciousness existence, am in the form of the time factor. I'm not the time factor, the time factor is myself. I alone am in a time factor which brings about the sixfold modifications, frightening, that's why mighty. Okay, pravruddha kalaha, khaikrit kalaha, asmi. Is not just one, no? How Bhagavan comes, one. Imagine how pravruddha kalaha is. Lacks of